Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast, sponsored by PayCademy.com. Revolut to launch Ultra, a new subscription plan. Revolut has announced it is set to launch a new top-tier premium subscription plan dubbed Ultra, by spring 2023. Finanzier Vereinigte Volksbank grants 60 million euros loan to tax app Zasta. Germany-based tax app Zasta has announced receiving a 60 million euros credit line from the Finanzier Vereinigte Volksbank to finance a new offer. Doma teams with payments.io to combat wire fraud and paper checks. US-based escrow company Doma has integrated digital payment solution provider Payments. Easy Financial Services partners MasterCard. Bahrain-based fintech Easy Financial Services, EasyPay, has partnered MasterCard to expand e-commerce payment services and digital offerings to its merchants. Brazil and Argentina to prepare for creating a common currency. Leaders of Brazil and Argentina have made a joint statement announcing their preparatory work on creating a common currency, inviting other Latin American nations to join the process. FV Bank to launch cross-border payment solution. Global digital bank FV Bank has announced the launch of a cross-border foreign exchange, FX, payment service for its US-based and international account holders. Visa debit accepted in the Netherlands. The Dutch Payments Association has completed the debit card acceptance, DCA, project enabling Dutch cardholders and foreign visitors to pay with Visa debit payment cards. Bluefin partners with Visa Technology for network tokenization. US-based payment and data security company Bluefin has announced its partnership with American Financial Services Corporation Visa for network tokenization. PayJunction and Plaid to extend access to seamless A2A money transfers. US-based fintech PayJunction has integrated with Plaid to simplify ACH enrollment, reduce fraud, and save money. Fingerprint integrates with Ping Identity's DaVinci. US-based identity tech company Fingerprint has integrated with Ping Identity, S. DaVinci to enable Ping One DaVinci customers to accurately identify devices and prevent fraud. IBF Net launches Netverse on the Algorand blockchain. Indonesia-based IBF Net has launched the world's first metaverse on the Algorand blockchain in order to support digitalization in the Islamic world. Fireblocks, CoinCover protect digital assets with security and private key management. UK-based digital asset protection technology CoinCover has provided customers of Fireblocks with an alternative for key backup and disaster recovery for digital assets. Binance Swift partner to ban USD transfers below US$100,000. Binance has announced that one of its Swift partners has decided to ban USD transfers below US$100,000 as of the 1st of February 2023. OKCoin partners Paradigm for a Bitcoin Core maintainer grant. Cryptocurrency exchange OKCoin has partnered crypto investment firm Paradigm to provide a grant for Bitcoin Core maintainer Marco Falca. Companies impacted by recent MailChimp breach start notifying customers. Companies affected by the recent MailChimp data breach have started notifying customers. The list includes WooCommerce, FanDuel, Yuga Labs, and the Solana Foundation. Mississippi creates new cyber unit, names first director. A new unit to handle cybersecurity in Mississippi is in place and has its first director. Metrobank moves into the auto finance market. Metrobank is moving into the auto finance market, beginning with real-time hire purchase loans for used cars currently available through motor brokers. General Atlantic splashes $350 million on PhonePe. Indian digital payments platform PhonePe has raised $350 million in funding from General Atlantic at a pre-money valuation of $12 billion. Sanction screening fintech GSS raises $45 million. Sanction screening startup GSS has raised $45 million in its initial funding round. Ex-Visa EU Director and Checkout.com SVP Moshe Weingarten joins Ecompay as Crow. Ecompay, a leading international payment service provider and direct bank card acquirer with its own fintech system, has hired Moshe Weingarten as its chief revenue officer. Lloyds Bank poaches Maria Shaw from Barclaycard to head up card sales. Lloyds Bank Corporate and Institutional Banking has continued to strengthen its transaction banking solutions team with the appointment of Maria Shaw as Managing Director, Head of Card Payments. Battery Ventures invests in Ascendant. Ascendant, an international provider of cross-border business payment solutions and a financial technology company, today announced that Battery Ventures, a global, technology-focused investment firm, has agreed to make a significant investment in the company. Art Shares Exchange Strikes deals with SIX, Bloomberg and the London Stock Exchange. Artex, a stock exchange for investing in artworks by the great masters, has been granted a license to operate a multilateral trading facility, MTF, in Europe. City of Lugano launches 6-year digital bond on DLT platform from SDX. The City of Lugano, Switzerland, launched a 6-year CHF senior unsecured bond, ISIN, CH123210717, with a total issue volume of 100 million Swiss francs and a maturity in 2029. Equipped appoints Edward Green as CEO. Equipped.ai. Equipped, the leading technology-based analytic solutions provider for alternative asset management firms, today announces the appointment of private equity and private credit veteran, Edward Green, as Chief Executive Officer, CEO. Hargreaves Lansdown debuts online share voting service. HL has introduced a new online proxy voting service in partnership with Broadridge. Will consumer-to-business payment trends drive B2B global growth in 2023? Often business-to-business, B2B, payments technology lags behind its consumer-to-business, C2B, equivalent. While sending a PayMe, Tab integrates open banking technology. Tab, a UK-based bridging lender, has integrated open banking into its processes. CMA warns HSBC about inaccurate open banking information. Multinational banking group HSBC has received an official warning from UK's Competition and Markets Authority, CMA, regarding failures in providing the correct information about the open banking processes. Smart Communications Partners Maya. Mobile services provider Smart Communications has announced a partnership with all-in-one money app Maya to enable its postpaid subscribers to increase their savings faster. Paysend partners with JMMB Money Transfer. UK-based fintech company Paysend has partnered with JMMB Money Transfer to offer secure and affordable deposit to account transfers to their Jamaican customers. Brazil and Argentina prepare to create common currency. Leaders of Brazil and Argentina have made a joint statement announcing their preparatory work on creating a common currency, inviting other Latin American nations to join the process. Crypto lender Genesis files for bankruptcy protection. U.S.-based crypto lender Genesis has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection in New York following major losses in June 2022. NSA publishes security guidance for organizations transitioning to IPv6. The National Security Agency, NSA, has published guidance to help the Department of Defense, DoD, and other system administrators identify and mitigate cyber risks associated with transitioning to Internet Protocol Version 6, IPv6. Majority of GAO's cybersecurity recommendations not implemented by federal agencies. Out of the 335 public recommendations on a comprehensive cybersecurity strategy made since 2010, 190 were not implemented by federal agencies as of December 2022, the U.S. Government Accountability Office, GAO, says in a new report. Big U.S. banks prep mobile wallet to take on Apple. America's biggest banks are teaming up to take on Apple and PayPal with a digital wallet linked to customers' debit and credit cards, according to the Wall Street Journal. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. We hope to see you tomorrow.